Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Chayuch Hefefege Bas Michal Yidis Bas Yah, and a special schuss for Dina Baruch Bas Esther Hadassa, and for Shai Ben Leah, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Sosha Choli Yisrael, based in Torah Mor Rabbi Konagoda, Muflav, Muflav, Rav Manzatzal, Perak of Yom Pasuk of Yom Parashas Kiseitze Kisech Dalindo Leiv Chachet. So if you stop making an eder, if you don't make nedarim, you're not going to have a sin. So b'pshuto shalmikro, what does this mean? If you don't make a neder, you're not going to have a sin. Of course, if you don't make a neder, you're not going to have a sin. So what's the pasuk teaching us? So we have various drashas in the Gemara, nedarim chafbeis, amud aleph. That a noder is called a rush, even if he's mekayim the neder, ayin shem the gemara. We want to understand pshuto shel mikra. What's pshuto shel mikra? That it says that you're not sinning if you don't make a neder. So what's the chiddush of the pasuk? See the Ramban, see the Arachaim, other mefarshim. So we can explain as follows. Later on, it says, also Parashas Re'ei 15:9. So it's talking about somebody doesn't pay his worker on time. If he calls out to God, then a sin will be with you. Or a person who doesn't lend his fellow because the Shemitah is coming up and he calls out to God, and there will be sin with you. So Rashi says from the Sifri that there's a sin no matter what, just God is quicker to exact punishment when the person calls out to God. So that's Rashi. So Sof is mashman the Pasuk, that because he calls out to God, you're going to have a sin. It's mashman, there's no sin beforehand. So what's the sinyan of Kriya that he calls out to God, and that Hashem, and that Hashem is memara lefroa? To what it says in the pasuk, yelecha alecha chait. Now the alecha chait is mashma that it's only a sin because he called out. And Rashi says, no. It's a sin no matter what, but God's going to exact punishment faster. That's seemingly not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says that it's only a sin because he calls out to God. So we have to say that the lashon chait is a chisaron, like we find in Melachim, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. V'yisein Yerushalom v'nech chatoim, righteous chaseirim, will be lacking in menuim and gedula. We won't get gedula. Kamo kolel asar v'lo yachdi. So it means to lack. That's the inyan of a sin. This is Bathsheba talking to David HaMelech, asking him to make Shlomo the king. So the word chait means chisar, and that's a big yesod. And when a person sins, he's lacking. This is discussed by Rabbeinu in the Sefer Ber Miriam and the Rambam Hilchos Melachim Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph. It's kedai to look there. So the aver itself causes a chisar and it causes a pagam, a blemish in the person. That's a regular lashon of chayt. Nevertheless, the piron is a chisar and befall, not only the pagam and nefesh. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Not only a pagam and the nefesh, it's a chisar and befall. It's an actual lacking in the person, as it says, when he calls out to Hashem, he cry lech al Hashem yevach chait. In other words, there's going to be a chisaron muchashi umamashi. It's not just going to be a spiritual chisaron. It's going to be a concrete chisaron because of this sin. So that's pshat memarim lefroa v'yevach chait. In other words, the sin is that you're lacking. That's the sin. And when it says, when he calls out to Hashem, it's going to be ve'ab chachet, it's going to be mashu mamashi. it's going to be something muhashi, that God is going to exact punishment from the person if he withholds this this payment or this loan. So that's the inyan of mimara and lefro and v'yabach chait, that it's going to be, when he calls out to Hashem, it's not only any sin is a sin, you're going to be lacking, but that's more of a spiritual lacking. That's more abstract. That's something that's not so concrete. But this is going to be something concrete. So now we can say, based on what it says in Pasuk Chof Beis, Ki tidor nedel Hashem lo sarcha l'sham k'dosh yishen Hashem l'kecha m'imach v'ayah b'chachet. That when you make a neder, you shouldn't wait in paying it, because God is going to demand it from you and you're going to have a sin. So what's the Rosh Yidrishenu? This is a famous drush in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Afheyam and Beis. We want to understand what's the Pasha Pshat. So the Pshuto, we can say the Pshat is that by other sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Marich Apoi Ve'eno Mimar Lefra Me'echote. Since there's a Limut Zchus on the Chet, that the person had a Yetzer Hara, and what could he do? But when a person was Makabel something on himself, it wasn't Chayiv at all, and he accepted it upon himself, who put him into this situation? So here there's no Limut Zchus, and the Piron comes immediately. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to punish this person, to check him out, so he's going to check him out not only on this sin, he's going to check him out on all of his other sins as well. As we see in Adarim 22a, that there's someone who made a neder and they wanted to let him out of the neder. So how did they let him out of the neder? They said, if you had known that God's going to check you out, you know, examine you, would you have taken the neder? So there it's talking about the Ikarasiyas HaNeder, not an Ikiyum HaNeder, as we see there in the Rishonim. Nevertheless, you see that when there's a Neder, there's an opening up of the Pinkas, there's an opening up of a person's Cheshbonis in Shemayim, and Hashem sees what's up with this person. And if he didn't behave properly, then he's going to get punished. Because again, here there's no Limasus, no, there's the Yetzer Hara to sin. But here, who made him take the Neder in the first place? He brought himself into this situation. So when a person makes a neder, so he's examined. And certainly when he doesn't keep the neder, he's examined even more. Not only for that sin, but for all of his sins. Like we see in Pirkei Avos, HaChanus Psucha, the store is open, Ben Chanvani Mekif, and the storekeeper gives credit, VaPinkas Patuach, and the ledger is open, and the Hayat Kosev is in the hand is writing. So there's credit given. In the meantime, man isn't punished for his sins. But God opens up the Pinkas, and he can cancel the whole credit. When God opens up this, in the meantime, they're giving a credit. But when God opens up the this ledger, and all the credit is canceled, and the person is punished. So this applies to all Nedarim. But the Yerushalmi, brought by the Torah, Simon Reish Gimel, brings this on the Pasuk of Acher Nedarim Levaker, that when a person is Ma'acher Nedarim Levaker, that he is examined when he's Ma'acher the Neder, when he doesn't pay up the Neder on time. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Kidarosh Yidrishenu Mimach Vayeh B'chachet. That through the Yidrishenu, which is on the Chet of the Neder, there's going to be a Drisha for all of his sins. And now it says Vayeh B'chachet. And that's a Tashlum Muchashi. Just like it says, V'kar al Hashem, we'll call out to Hashem, V'aya b'chachet. So you could say the same thing about this V'aya b'chachet. There's going to be payment that's demanded for this sin. For all sins, once the person doesn't properly, once the person either doesn't pay back his nether, but even if he takes a nether, just putting himself to a matzav nether makes him be examined. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Kidarosh Yidrishenu Mimach Vahayu B'chachet. This person is going to be examined not only on the Neder, But he's going to examine down all of his sins. And then he's going to have a chisaron muchashi. He's going to really feel it. The punishment is going to be evident. That's a pasuk in Mishlei that the Gemara brings in the Dharma of Chof Beis. V'achar nedarim levaker, and after vows to make inquiry. So when a person makes a vow, so then there's an inquiry. He's looked into. And that's why they asked him. The son of the daughter of Raviana, the elder, came before Raviana, the elder, to dissolve a vow. He said, had you known that we made your vow, they open up your record book, they open up your ledger, they open up your pinkus in heaven, and they examine your actions, your vow. He said, no. And he dissolved the vow. So this applies certainly to a person who doesn't pay his nedarim on time, or who doesn't pay nedarim at all. But even if it's just somebody who makes a neder, just taking a neder at all already makes them examine you in Shamayim. Ichor nedarim levaker, and achor nedarim levaker. Nedarim make them open up your ledger. Darosh yidrishenu meimach. So there's going to be a drisha not only on this neder, there's going to be a drisha on all your sins. And vayeb hachet, there's going to be a tashim, he's going to have to pay for it. So in this we have in Pasuk Chav Gimel, in other words, the pasuk is coming to explain what it says earlier. This is not only talking about the chait of the neder, but on other sins as well. Like we explained, there's going to be a chisaron al ikiyum by not being mekayim the neder. And memela, when you stop making nedarim, so lo yeh b'chachet. They're not going to exact punishment from you in the night and shamayim on your other sins. It's as if you have no chait, it's as if you have no chisaron. Because the chait is the punishment, the piron. When you stop making nedarim, they're not going to exact punishment from you. And therefore, lo yeh b'chachet. And therefore, you're not going to have you're not going to be punished for your other sins. So again, first we have in the pasuk that when a person does take a neder, he's punished not only for being ma'achir l'shalmo, not only for paying it too late, but even for all of his other sins. That's the derosh yidrishenu. Never ve'yabu chachet, you're going to have a concrete lacking. And even b'chal, we see in the Gemara, when someone takes a neder, he's examined. His other sins are examined. But when he stops taking a neder, then lo yabu chachet, then he's not going to be examined because he didn't take the neder. So that's pshat in our pasuk. When you stop taking a neder, if you don't make a neder, then there's going to be no chisaron. You're not going to lack anything because they're not going to examine you because you didn't make a neder. But if you do make a neder, you are going to be examined. So that's possible mahalach in this pasuk. Of course, there's a load more to say. So b'li neder, we hope to revisit this. Please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.